Point Preserve LLC.
And Mr. Chairman, if the Commission remembers back to August of last year, this was a public hearing on this application, and the Commission deferred for further consideration and to receive an update in relation to the DENREC permit that was being applied for. We did receive a letter, and I'll put that up on the screen just while the Commission's looking at this. We received a letter on behalf of the applicant specifically requesting that the Commission reconsider its previous decision to defer pending that information. And I won't read the contents of the letter, but I will put it up on the screen. So.
Essentially, what the letter says is that condition, as a result of the position DENREC has taken, puts the applicant in a catch-22. We deferred pending DENREC's determination on the marina aspect of the application, and DENREC is saying they won't review the marina aspect of the application unless we take action in the first place. So they're kind of in a hamster wheel, not going anywhere right now. So, you know, if you wanted to, the action would be to eliminate that deferral pending DENREC's review of it, and that would start the 45-day clock. Yeah, yeah.
I make a motion to eliminate it. Okay. To eliminate that one clause.
I'll second that.
Okay, it's moved and seconded to eliminate the DENREC approval requirement prior to our making a decision on change of zone number 1973, Osprey Point Preserve LLC. Ms. Holly Stevenson, how do you vote?
I vote yes, makes sense.
Okay. Really? Okay. Ms. Wingate?
I vote yes.
Okay. Mr. Mears?
I vote yes to get this thing moving for the applicant.
And the chair votes yes. So the motion carries 4-0. Thank you. All right. We have on our agenda at this point in time to take a recess, but seeing as how it's only 3:40, I think we'll just keep rolling. And that means that it's